Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now here at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner is Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo, represents the 40th District. We're very glad to have you here. Thanks for getting up early, coming out and have some coffee with us.
Yeah. Guys, no place to be. You guys, Silver Diner, WMAL listeners. All right.
All right. Well, listen, I want to start out by talking about voter integrity in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Everybody says, when you talk to the so-called experts, that, voter fraud is not a big deal. And I think that they're wrong about that, because voter fraud doesn't have to be a pervasive thing. If you are in a close state like the Commonwealth of Virginia, if you are able to put a few extra votes across the line illegally in some key precincts, you can very well carry the entire state. So what are Republicans doing in the Commonwealth of Virginia to make sure that people who are casting their ballots are actually people who should be casting their ballots?
Well, you're absolutely right. People forget that we had races here in Virginia. Bob McDonald's AG race just a couple years ago, 360 votes. Cuccinelli's Senate race, 93. We had a delegate race here, one vote on a recount, one vote. So you're absolutely right. So we had a hearing last week where we heard about what was happening at JMU, where they were registering voters, dead people to vote. Sussex County, where dead people actually voted. So what we're saying, we've called for the head of the elections department to be fired, because we've got to put everybody on notice. But it's incumbent on all of us, get out there, be a poll watcher, volunteer, keep an eye out. We can trust the system, but you got to verify it every day, because you're right. There's close races, and some of them are right here in Virginia.
And you're going to be watching very closely on Election Day. You have people out there scheduled to watch and make sure that people are following the rules?
Absolutely. We've got to get volunteers out there, and we're trying to do that. And one thing, too, I think it's fascinating to me, we're seeing some of our voter ID laws that we've passed across the country. They're popular on a bipartisan level. They poll like 75%. They're popular with everybody but liberal judges, and that's who keeps striking them down.
Along these same lines, we've had J. Christian Adams and Hans von Spakovsky on to talk about a lot of voter irregularities on the voter rolls via the registration process. And we just had a problem with the system that handles registration. We had to extend registration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. There's something very specific that needs to be addressed, and that is non-citizens who register. There is currently no policing of that process. There's no one to stop and check to see if someone who is registered to vote is a citizen or is not a citizen. Is that something at the state level that can be implemented? It seems like a pretty easy cross-check.
That's something at the state level we've got to do. You're right. There's problems with voting fraud, but the real problem is the voting registration. Because look, you can go online tonight till 11:59 and vote. So what's going to keep you from sitting in your bedroom or in your basement? You don't have to be a legal citizen or a Virginia resident. A couple years ago, they found out 17 people voted in Fairfax and in Montgomery County. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's crossing state borders, let alone international borders. I'd love to follow up on another issue that we hear a lot about on WMAL from Virginians and from Marylanders alike, and that has to do with the Convention of States. I know that there's an initiative in Richmond right now. I believe it's going to be taken up in this special session in November. You guys have a session scheduled for November?
No, we'll take that up in January.
In January. But a lot of this has to do with, no matter who wins the presidential election, I think there are a lot of people who believe that a Convention of States is in order to sort of reassess how our federal government is representing us and representing the states. Where do you stand on that, and what are the prospects in Richmond?
You know, that's an interesting one. It divides a lot of our folks. Some people are worried about a runaway convention, but also a lot of people say, look, we've got to do something on this, because we have to have a balanced budget amendment, because if not, our children, our grandchildren are going to be in debt forever. So this would divide a little bit of our people, but it's something that's out there. I've voted for it in the past because I'm really concerned about the national debt. If Hillary Clinton's elected, I'm terribly concerned about the national debt. We've got to be very, very careful.
You should reach out to Virginian Mark Levin to come and testify before a committee, perhaps, so he can explain the value of the convention.
He's kind of a shy guy. It's hard to get to. I'm not sure where he's coming from usually.
Let me ask you, though, about this. We actually, if you look at the polls, people say Virginia, it's going to go blue. There's just no doubt about it. But then I noticed that the Donald Trump campaign decided that they were going to put $2 million downstate into some TV ads because they see something. Now, you don't put $2 million on the line if you identify a state as being a lost cause. What are they seeing? What are you seeing that makes you feel like these polls might be wrong?
Well, I see a lot of energy out there, and I want to go back to some recent history. You think about the Cuccinelli race. You think about Ed Gillespie last year. The Main Street media were trying to convince us weeks out the race is over. Oh, these guys are behind. It's a lost cause. Just stay home. Don't bother. Well, these races came down to just a couple thousand votes, a few thousand votes. So that's what they're trying to do. The Democrats and the liberals are trying to convince us the race is over. Stay home. If you drive around the state like I do, I'm the chairman of the Republican caucus, so I'm driving around the state seeing our folks. You'll see the signs for Trump all over the place, especially downstate.
Yeah, and we just heard from someone who's a top advisor in the Commonwealth on behalf of the Trump campaign saying that he's out polling by a factor of over 50% what Mitt Romney was polling back then before the 2012 election in those districts. Let me just quickly finish with you, Delegate Tim Hugo. Hey, Democrats, Hillary voters, the election is over in Virginia. It's done. There's no reason to come out. It's the cake is baked. All right. Republicans, you know what to do. Delegate Tim Hugo, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great here to be at Silver Diner.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.